Hey, everybody, this is Steli FD.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, Steli is prodding me to talk about a tweet. And this tweet was talking about how sales and marketing is a grind.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
And you have to do the same thing over and over and over again. And you might even quit before you hit gold. So what thoughts did it spur for you?
Well, first, let me actually read the tweet, right?
Yeah, go for it. I definitely butchered it.
So the most difficult part of sales and marketing is getting used to the grind. Doing the same set of things over and over and over again. Sometimes with such mediocre results that you think about giving up right before striking gold. So I like that tweet because I think there's a kernel of truth in there, but there are parts of me that instantly recognize the truth in this or my truth in this, but there's also part of me that want to disagree. And then there's an immediate question that I have once in a while when you tweet, which is, what prompted this? I literally go, I wonder what prompted this. Probably something interesting. I have to remember to ask him next time I talk to him. So let's start the episode with that. I'll tell you what I think about this. But first, what made you tweet this? Like, what prompted this tweet, this thought?
Yeah, I think especially with sales and marketing, people look for sort of the silver bullet. And, the silver bullet is like the one thing you can do and everything's all taken care of. What I've noticed for sales and marketing is it's not that. And so what prompted it is like nothing like super in particular one event or anything like that. But I was just thinking why a lot of people have a hard time with sales and marketing. While, let's say, with engineering or design or even product, they might not have as hard of a time. And one of the reasons that I sort of, one conclusion I came to is like, you're doing the same thing over and over again. When it comes to some of these other areas like engineering or product or design, the repetition is not the same. You're not necessarily doing the same thing over and over again and likely seeing mediocre results. You have a tangible like feeling of progress and momentum that can happen in those scenarios. While with sales and marketing, I don't want to say it's hit or miss, but especially earlier on, when you're trying to sell something or even like market a product or service, the amount of grind is there. And then when something works, the next thing you have to do is just grind some more on the same thing. So even when it works, you're just doing more of the same. It just happened to work that time. And you think you can make it work more, whether it's like closing a deal because you changed your pitch all of a sudden because you learned over many other conversations that you need to change your pitch, or with marketing where you like do a lot of, like usually you're just doing a bunch of experiments early on to figure out what channels, what things work. And then, and that's like a grind itself. But then when you actually figure something out that works, guess what? To do more of it, same grind. You just do more of whatever ended up working. And it's not to say there's no creativity to these things. It's not to say any of that. It's more about what feelings people go through and what emotions they have to go through in order to be successful in those areas and also feel like they're successful and feel like they're making progress. And, the whole thought on sales and marketing to me is like, it's a grind. It's like the same thing over and over and over again. And you have to kind of get used to that and realize that like, you're going to have a outcome and things are going to work, but if you stop, they won't.
Yeah. In that sense, it's sort of like maybe a good metaphor is working out, right? Like going to the gym, working out. It's not the type of thing that you can do for a while, reach mastery in, and then can stop because now the results that you've accomplished are forever yours,
Yep.
It's just like your body is always going to be super fit and super